Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Talk is cheap. At least that's how it feels to religious minority groups in Egypt. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Over the weekend, Sunnis murdered four Shia and little was done about it. President Morsi promised justice.
It's really hollow words.
The lackluster response is infuriating already upset Egyptians. Egypt is bracing for explosive violence this weekend. Protests are planned and a showdown's coming. Persecution is already intensifying and believers are raising the alarm. Will you pray with them?
Christians are fearful that this is going to escalate because of what's taking place amongst these more militant groups.
Next, a village in South Asia has been shoved into a corner. It's wedged between two South Asian states, and the government didn't think it was big enough to deserve electrical power lines. They feel forgotten by society. But Baptist Global Response knows God doesn't overlook them. BGR is planning to install a tube well, solar-powered indoor lamps, and mobile chargers. They hope this opens conversations about the gospel. Will you pray? And according to Barna Group, 20% of Americans have read the Bible cover to cover, but that's only 60% of Christians. Bible Pathway Ministries held a Bible reading marathon in churches around the world from June 9th through the 13th. It connects believers to God by reading the Bible out loud in 90 hours. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says it is inspiring.
People always say, well, I don't know if I can read 15 minutes. And then after 30 minutes, you have to tap them on the shoulder and say, would you let somebody else read? Something happens when you read it out loud, and it's really getting into our spirits, and it's becoming living to us.
If you want the full story, it's at our website. Mission Network News is service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.